Touchology Wellness Experience, where the power of touch heals all. Tune in and be empowered with your host, Njadika Olatunde, pain relief wellness educator and advocate, who is changing lives with Touchology. Greetings and welcome to the Touchology Wellness Experience, where we introduce innovative and progressive concepts that focus on how to relieve pain and stress in your life 24/7 to have optimum health and wellness using the power of touch. Did you know the power of touch affects every area of your life, mentally, physically, and emotionally? These days, touch is often seen as something bad and negative. On each show, we're going to change that thinking so you can take back control of your life from living in pain and stress using the power of touch on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Focus on Healing Wellness Institute is our sponsor. Focus on Healing provides wellness training and support services in healthcare prevention and wellness maintenance. It is also the home of the Touchology Reflexology Therapy for Pain and Stress Relief, that's medication and addiction-free alternative to OTC and opiates. Go to focusonhealing.com for more information on services and upcoming support workshops. Did you know the fear of pain stops pain relief? Algophobia is the fear of pain. It's common in people with chronic pain syndromes who may be afraid that there is nothing that can relieve their pain. My pain is for life, or my pain will continue to get worse, is our topic of discussion today. People with chronic pain and have pain-related fear is very common. Pain is an unpleasant experience that all living things try to avoid. When pain is severe and chronic, it interferes with normal life activity and seems to be completely out of control. Fear is related to life circumstances, school, jobs, money, family, relationships, and the future, even if you are healthy or ill. The pain-fear connection can be a traumatic life experience. When someone is in severe chronic pain, their number one fear is not being able to take care of themselves, and the future quality of their life will be limited and ending. The reason for fear is to protect us from dangerous situations. People with chronic pain may use ongoing fear as a protective measure that can cause more pain or make their pain worse. It is the same chemical in your brain that regulates fear, and it also regulates how you perceive pain. So this chemical imbalance can trigger both fear and pain. This is the beginning of the pain-fear cycle that can affect anyone and is most common in people with chronic pain. Some of the most common types of chronic pain fear include cancer-related pain, headaches, inflammatory pain, pain due to infections or autoimmune disorders, musculoskeletal pain, such as back pain or arthritis, neurogenetic pain, pain due to damaged nerves or nervous system disorders, neuroceptive pain, pain caused by a tissue injury, such as a sprain, burn, or bruise, psychogenetic pain, pain related to psychological factors. Some of the symptoms of chronic pain fear cycle are castrophonizing, when someone envisions the worst possible outcome in any situation. You are told you have COVID and your fear is you will die soon. Hypovigilance. You react to the threat of pain by becoming intensely focused on it. Your fear comes from anticipating pain, not experiencing pain. You see the potential for pain in any situation or activity. Your fear is being around people who don't wear a mask in a public place will give you COVID. Fear avoidance. You avoid activities or movements that you believe could cause you pain. Some people develop kinesiophobia, fear of pain due to movement, which prevents them from healing or rehabilitating. Avoidance can lead to further disability, increased pain, or other health problems. You have knee and leg pain, so if you fear going up and down any stairs because you will fall and not be able to get up or walk anymore, the pain fear cycle begins in the brain. The brain is involved in all of your pain experiences. Acute pain, the pain we feel after an injury, is our brain's way of telling us that our body needs help. If you sprain your ankle, nerves in the ankle communicate to your brain, which then generates the feeling of pain as a result. In these situations, it's entirely natural to be afraid of the feeling of pain. It's fear that directs your focus to the area of your body that needs rest or medical attention. If our brain keeps ringing that alarm after the threat has passed, our pain can become chronic. Sometimes our brain's threat system can even get triggered in the absence of precipitating injury at all. Regardless of how it begins, the brain can get stuck in alert mode, causing ongoing pain and ongoing fear reaction. This is the pain-fear cycle that contributes to chronic symptoms of many kinds that include back pain, neck pain, stomach pain, pelvic pain, headaches, migraines, dizziness, fibromyalgia, receptive strain, injury, tendonitis, and more. Pain that begins or persists in the absence of structural damage to the body is called neuroplastic pain. If you are suffering with pain and stuck in the pain fear cycle, here are a few questions to think about to help you get unstuck. Has your pain persisted long after an injury should have healed? Has your pain worsened or spread over time? Does your pain come and go? Have traditional medical treatments failed to provide relief? Do you have pain in multiple areas of your body? Do you have a history of other chronic pain symptoms? Did your pain start during a time of stress? Do you feel like your medical care team no longer knows how to help you? Taking the time to think about and answer these questions is how you begin working with your brain to pull the trigger on the pain-fear connection in the pain relief process. This is the process needed to interrupt the pain-fear cycle so you can start the healing process. Our brains are remarkably adaptable. Some suggested tips you can try to interrupt and reverse the pain-fear cycle and start breaking free from pain are recognizing the pain as a faulty alarm. The first step to reducing neuroplastic pain is reducing your fear. This may sound simple, but our natural human reaction to pain is to be afraid of it. So it's easier said than done. Start by affirming and seeing what the pain is and what the pain is not. Neuroplastic pain is a faulty alarm. Let me repeat that again. Neuroplastic pain is a faulty alarm. It's not indicated of danger or damage to your body. Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and gently notice and feel the sensation of the pain. Affirm and say to yourself, these sensations are safe and my body is calm. It is the power of the word that is touching your body in activating the brain to dismiss the pain fear syndrome. Put an action plan in place to address your avoidance. When we injure ourselves, it is appropriate to avoid certain activities that might agitate the injury. Once our bodies heal, those activities would become safe to engage in once again. But if your pain has persisted even after your body has healed, you may continue to avoid the activities that you once swore off. You may end up seeing your body as being fragile and move with hesitation, which can reinforce the alert mode that perpetuates chronic neuroplastic pain. It's important to start slowly exposing yourself to activities you once feared. Take it easy and focus on taking small action steps toward the big win. It is the physical activity that can jumpstart your body into feeling no more pain using the power of a touch activity. Begin using your body joyfully again. Most chronic pain sufferers have done just about everything under the sun to feel better. It can start feeling like your recovery is a constant, tiring, and draining experience that is adding more stress to your life. One of the best ways to reduce stress and increase confidence in your body is to play. Nothing is greater than letting the little boy and little girl inside of you come out and play. It's hard to be fearful when you're having fun. Start a gentle yoga practice. Find a local water aerobics class, or put some music on and dance in your living room. If that feels inaccessible to you right now, close your eyes and simply imagine moving your body in a joyful way. Your brain will still reap the benefits. For some people, taking these simple steps can interrupt the fear pain cycle and start providing relief. But others may want or need more one-on-one help. This is how you activate the mind, body, and spirit using the power of touch to stop living each day in the pain fear cycle. If you're in the pain fear cycle, know that your pain and suffering is more than just being in your head. By embracing the ability of your brain and its impact on your pain experience can open the door for your healing. Know that the brain will not address your pain with the relief you want until your body is in a state of rest and relaxation. And this can only happen with the power of touch that heals all. Our topic giveaway today is Conquering Your Pain Fear Checklist. Download this resource at touchologyexperience.com. For information on upcoming podcast shows, workshops, and programs, subscribe to receive our newsletter at touchologyexperience.com. Mark your calendar for our monthly Pain Relief Wellness Hour on the last Sunday of the month from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On these workshops each month, I will share a pain relief problem and what Touchology pain relief point you can use to relieve pain as an alternative to over-the-counter or opiates. To get on the registration list, go to touchologyhealingexperience.com and reserve your seat. On our next show, we'll continue the discussion on introducing new and innovative ways for pain sufferers and pain caregivers to relieve pain with medication-free alternatives to relieving stress and pain successfully using the power of touch to restore optimum health and wellness. If you know of someone suffering with pain or is a pain caregiver, please tell them about our show that's on a mission to address the opiate epidemic plaguing our communities. Until next time on the Touchology Wellness Experience, with a focus on changing lives with Touchology to introduce a new way of thinking and allow you to take back control of your life from pain and stress using your divine gift, the power of touch. It's all about health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, success, love, peace, happiness, joy, and harmony is what we share on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Mark your calendar to tune in and be Touchology empowered.